Yesterday we started the Rav Naftali. We went through the Rashba and the Baal Eter and the Nesivos, the Rav Naftali's Kasha on the Nesivos. Now, just to make things simpler, I'm going to work backwards now. Instead of continuing in the flow from yesterday, what I'm going to do is tell you Rav Naftali's Yisayi. When we finish dealing with Rav Naftali's Yisayi, which I think everybody will understand, so then seeing how Rav Naftali's Yisayi answers the Baal Eter and the Nesivos, so that we'll do that last, being that that's the most confusing aspect of Rav Naftali. Yisayi of this Rav Naftali, which is I think the known Rav Naftali in the yeshiva world, is Rav Naftali's Yisayi is that to make a kedusha, it's not, and when you to do kedusha kesef, it's not that the isha is kinda the kesef that necessarily makes the kedusha. It's that there's a maisa nesina from the man to the woman. That maisa nesina, that's what does it. So there's nesina. Nesina means the act of giving. Kinyan is a halachic concept. Kinyan is that halachically it becomes yours. For Kedushin, you could do Kedushin with a Kinyan, of course. You could do Kedushin Kesef with a Kinyan. But you don't need to have the Kinyan. Nesina works as well. Because the Torah says by Gittin, V'nasan biyada, you have to give it into her hand. The Torah uses the Lashon of Nesina. And by Gittin, it's a din that you have to give it to her. Not a halach and dina kinyanim. The Gemara says v'nasan biyada, biyada, that it has to be that she could be shimer it, that she's able to, there's a shmir on it, that she can hold on to it. But if you give it to her, even without a kinyan, in a way that's biyada, that she can be shimer it, that is a good enough get, and that's good enough for kedushin as well. It could be either way. We're going to figure out cases where you have Kenya without the scene or the scene without Kenya. That's right. Okay. I'll give you an example of Rav Naftali's example. The easiest is the din Zarak La Get. If she throws a get to a woman and it lands Karev La, Mekudeshes. Karev La, Eina Mekudeshes. If he goes and he's standing in the street and he throws a get to her and it lands, so Chazal say that if it lands closer to her, even now within her dalet atos, but closer to her than to him, so it's a good kedushin. If it's Karev La, so then it's not Mishtameres, because he can get it more easily than her. That's not biyada. Biyada is that it's closer to her. So by get is a din that karav law is megureshes. And that din is true by kedushin as well. By kedushin also. Zara kedushin, and it's karav law, it's also megureshes. Even though she wasn't kind of dina kinyana. But if he throws it to her and she's aware of it, by kedushin she has to be masking to the kedushin. But it lands closer to her, so it's a good kedushin. So here you have a case of a nesina, of a nasan biyada, without a din kinyan. And we see it's good. Naftali brings a second example. On Daf Yutes, there's a case with a father and a daughter who's a ketana. As you know, a father has kaiches to marry off his daughter as a ketana. So he tells the mekadesh to give the ring to the daughter. Give it to the daughter and it'll be a kedushin. I'm asking to the kedushin. The father's the one who's mekadesh. And give it to the daughter. It'll be a good kedushin. Now, giving it to the daughter, the daughter's a ketana. So ketana can't make kinyan. If somebody gives something to her, is a machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Taisus holds that das acheres makna, nothing to do with kedushin. Let's say you have a regular cotton, you have a 10-year-old child, and you want to give him a gift. 10-year-old child, somebody gives him something. So Tosfos holds that min haTorah, if someone gives a gift to a katan, das acheres makna, the das makna helps that it's kind of min haTorah. A Rashi argues, Rashi Shita and Shas, is that min haTorah, a katan has no kinyanim. Katan can't be kind of even with das acheres makna. Min haTorah. It's Rabbanan, or Mishum Darkei Shalom, so they have kinyanim. But in min haTorah, they have no kinyanim. So the kasha is, how's it a good kedushin like Rashi? A man says, I'll marry off my daughter to you, but give the ring to my daughter, who's a ketana. How's that a good kedushin? How's the ketana? How she has no kinyana? So after Rav Naftali, because you don't need kinyana. All you need is a nesina, and not some biyada. So being that there's a nesina liyada, the nesina liyada is enough to be a nicer kedushin. So here you have two examples of a Nesina without a Kenyan, and we see it's a good Kedushin. Memela Zakhtar Naftali, we can take such a aside, that Nesina without Kenyan is a good Kedushin. What about the reverse? Could you have a case of Kenyan without Nesina? I think what? Nasan he Vam Rahu. The question is, if it be not Chashav, she gives him something, then it's good Kiddushin. Why is it a good Kiddushin? Not because she's giving him, but because with the Hanoah that he's accepted. Nathan Chashav, he normally tries to accept awards. So, in a way, so there's no nesina. I mean, there is nesina. It's a nesina of something that's not physical. Now he brings a raya. Naftali says you can have a kinyan without a nesina. He brings some Dav Zayin Omer Aleph. Where someone says, with a woman says, 10 man on the plaini, the akadish anilach. She tells him, you want to marry me? Give Pliny $100 and with that I'm asking to be married to you. And he goes and he says, Hari Amukadesh, just leave with the money, I'm giving someone else. So Rav Naftali says, there's no Vinasan Biyada. No Vinasan Biyada. She didn't make the other person a Shliach, give the Kaaba for her. No. She said, give the other person things that he'll keep and I'm willing to be married. There's no Vinasan Biyada. She didn't receive. And I hope you can, it's a good Kiddush. So we have a hint of a Kenya without a Nesina. Yeah.
Can she just take the money?
Can she always have the cash? Nasan Biyad means he has to give it to her. No, I would have. Rav Naftali is saying that the Nasan Biyad, Nesina means giving it to her. Here we have a case where there is no Nesina and it's still a good Kiddush. So we see that Kedusha works either way. Either it works with a Kenyan. But a Kenyan takes place on the money. The man if the woman tells the man, give it to Pliny, the Kadishani Loch, she becomes obligated. It's like the Gemara calls that a din arid. If I tell you, give someone money and I'm obligated, the obligation is chal on me. So it's a Kenyan. But it's not a Nesina. It's no Nesina. I didn't get it. Maybe you're right. Maybe if you give an Adam Chash of something, but maybe there it's a Nesina. You see, it's not a Nesina of something physical, but he's giving her something of value. You see, a man could be Mekadesh a woman also with, let's say, a man is a professional singer, professional dancer, the Gemara says. But quite the fun. Normally he charges money to perform. So you can be a kind of show with a performance also. Now then you could say maybe that is called a Nesina. It's not a Nesina of something physical, but it's a Nesina of services or something of value. If he accepts money, he's Adam Chashav, but normally charges, maybe that's also a Nesina. In the case of Teman of Aplaini Vekadish Ani Lach, clearly there's no Nesina to her. Just a bit. It's in Kenyan. Why it works? That's the din of Ariv. The din of Ariv is that Kinyanim could work that way. That I could tell you, give someone money and be kind of my character. He's not Mekadish with the fact that I'm listening to you. He's Mekadish with the proof that I give. And nevertheless, it's good because of what the Gemara calls din Ariv. At any rate, the point of the Rav Naftali and this Rav Naftali side is that not only does Kedushin work with Din Kenyan, which is the way we always understood, but if you can figure out a case of a Nesina without a Kenyan, you can have a case with Nasan Biyada and there's no Kenyan. Very hard to figure out this type of case. So it's also good. So we have two such cases. Nesina without Kenyan. What are the two cases? Karev Law is a Nesina without a Kenyan. And by the Ketana. When he says give the money to the Ketana and the father's not asking to marry for that, that's a Nesina without, there's no Kenyan, and I tell you it's not a Kenyan. So those are two cases of Nesina without a Kenyan. Can anybody come up with another case of a Nesina without a Kenyan? Nesina without a Kenyan. Obviously something we discussed yesterday. Another case of a Nesina without a Kenyan. What? You force her according to the Balayatim. Let's see. If you force a woman to take Kesef Kedushin, if you force a woman to accept Kesef Kedushin, is that a Kenyan or just a Nesina? She says right time. You force her till she says right time. Is that a Kenyan or is that a Nesina?
You know what, her heart
should say something better. You force someone to accept Kesef Kedushin, is that a Kenyan? What? I'm asking you, is it a Kenyan? If I force a woman to accept Kesef Kedushin, is that a Kenyan? She says right on me. Is that a Kenyan?
No.
Yes is not the right answer, and no is not the right answer. It's not the correct answer. It's not that it works, and not that it doesn't work. If you force someone to take kesef, the correct answer is it's a machlokes, the Rashba and the Balei Eter. If you think about it. What was the machlokes, the Rashba and the Balei Eter? Teluah the Kani doesn't work. What is Teluah the Kani? What's Teluah the Kani? You force someone to sell something. You give someone money, and in exchange, they sell you something. Teluah the Kani. What? So, Teluah v'Zavin works. Teluah v'Zavin, if you force someone to sell something, it works. Now, Teluah v'Kani, you force someone to accept something. If you force someone to accept the money, what was Nesivus' cash? Every Teluah v'Zavin, every time you force someone to sell, it's also Teluah v'Kani, because the person is getting something. He's getting paid the money. Well, Teluah v'Kani, according to the Rashba, it's a Kenyan. Right? Teluah v'Kani, the Rashba said, works. The Rambam and the Rashba, Teluah v'Kani works. That means, according to the Rambam and the Rashba, if you give someone anything, you sell someone something, when a person takes it against his will, it works. It's kind of, he said right on the words. Balei Eter said that Teluah v'Kani does not work. Right? That's what we had yesterday. The Chloik is the Balei Eter against the Rashba. If you force someone to take something, is that a Kenyan? The Rambam and the Rashba said yes, just like Teluah v'Zavin works, Teluah v'Kani works. Anything you force someone to do and they say right on it works, according to the Rambam and the Rashba. But according to the Balei Eter, Teluah v'Kani is not a Kenyan. So if I force someone to take something, like the Rashba and the Balei Eter, I mean, like the Balei Eter, rather, if I force someone to take something, it's not a Kenyan. but it's a nesina. Gave it to the person. But Baal Deita says not a kin. Now, what was the whole kasha of the Rav Naftali at the end yesterday? What was his kasha? His kasha was, you see, this is kasha shver in the case of kedusha. What's the shver of kasha? How could you say Taluya works by kedusha? What was the kasha? She's taking the money. That's Taluya Bakani. It shouldn't work. How could you say Taluya if you force a woman to get married? It's a good kedushin. I, when you force her to take the money, taking things, the Baal Deita holds taking things, it doesn't work. It's not Taluya Bakani, it doesn't work. If you force someone to take money, the person's not kind of the money. So how could you say that Kesef Kedushin works against her will? When you give her the money, she's not kind of the money against her will. Taluya Bakani doesn't work. That was the kasha we had there. And the Sivus is kasha and the Rav Naftali's kasha. That when you give someone money against their will, Taluya Bakani doesn't work, according to the Baal Deita. So if it doesn't work, it shouldn't be a good kedushin. Because when you give her the money, she can't be kind of the money against her will, so then there's no kedushin. That was the shverakat we had yesterday. Zogt Rav Naftali, the kasha is not shver by kedushin. Because by kedushin, you're right. The Baal Deita will say that when you give a lady money against her will, she's not kind. Because you can't force someone to accept something against his will. So it's true. If you give a woman money for kedushin, and she takes it, she says, right, Zani, she takes it on her hand, she's not kind. Because to live a kani doesn't work. Afal pikein, it's a good kedushin. Because kedushin doesn't need kani. Kedushin only needs nesina. And it wasn't nesina, you forced her to accept it. It was nesina liyada. You forced her to accept it. So Mamela, the Kedushin is a good Kedushin. Even though, technically, she's not kind of the money. Because Kedushin doesn't need that you should be kind of the money, technically. All Kedushin needs is that you should be have a mice in the sina of the money. Mamela, Zakhman, Rav Naftali, the Baal Deita is Faranfer. That there is no sina. Have we seen in the sina? Sina is something you can see with your eyes. A sina means the one from his hand to our hand. And she said, right, Tami. Problem is, Taluya Bakani is not a Kenyan. So it's not a Kenyan. Good. So what? It's enough to see it to make a condition. This is the Rav Naftali's answer to explain the Baal Deita, the kasha we had yesterday. We had a kasha of the Baal Deita. How could Taluya Bezavin be good by Kedushin? Aye, she's not. Taluya Bakani doesn't work. She's not kind of the money. The answer is, okay, now she's taka, not kind of the money. But who cares if she's not kind of the money? There's Nesina. Nesina is good enough. She doesn't have to be kind. Enough there's a Nesina Liyad. Is that right in doing it in this order? First thing on the side, the thing how it is. How it answers the kasha, you have to judge the nice. Tell you so, you declare yourself. Nesina is enough without you. Nesina is when it goes from his hand to her hand. And she has to say right to her, that much down to you need.
We have to have that
point. Whatever she does, Teshke Dei Diver of Nesina determines. If you give a woman a ring, if Teshke Dei Diver, she throws it away, it's not a Kedush. If Teshke Dei Diver, she says, I'm not masking, it's not. If Teshke Dei Diver, she says, right, Zani, so then it is a good Kedush. So the case here is, he forced her to accept Kedush. And he gave it to her, and she said, right, Zani. And she accepted the ring. I suppose she has to accept it, this Teshke Dei Diver, or saying, right, Zani. But her das is there, the small amount of das, which is right, Zani, which we say is enough. That's right. Because Kedushin only needs a Nesina. Once I do a Nesina, I'm kind of hard. Right, this is the way Rav Tolli answers. You'll sit down, you'll cheshbin, you'll see klar that the cheshbin is very clear that it answers the whole problem of Nesina. At any rate, we have two the Chiddush of Reb Naftali, that there are two types of Kedusha, the Kedusha through Kenyan and Kedusha through Messina. Maybe we could answer the Stira and the two Rashis in the Maseres HaShas, not with the whole spiel, but with just the idea that there are two types of Kedusha, there's Kenyan and there's Messina. Rashi, and these two Rashis explain Das Isha. With Makar, that you need Das of a woman, Rashi has two Hezbeg. Maseres HaShas, you know what I'm talking about? And on the left side of the page, I showed it to you when we started yesterday. And Zelashem Rashi Yavam is Dibra Masa Kedushin, the Alma. So Rashi says, how do you know you need Das Isha? V'al Chavayis Elish Acher, Midaita Rashi. It's one reason you need Das of a woman. I know Rashi Lekama Memdal, the Abbas Kedushin, the Bidaita, the Be'inon Das Maki, Hamak. So Rashi Memdal, it says, how do you know you need Das of a woman? You need Das Makna. You need Das of the one doing the Hakna. Doing a Hakna, you need that, you need. Could it be that when you do Kedushin with the Kenyan, Kesef, goes to the rules of Kinyanim. So then, being on Das Makna, every Kenyan needs Das Makna, so you need Das of each. But where the Kedushin is being done with the Nesina, we have a case with the Nesina without a Hakna. So there, maybe you don't need Das Makna. It's like a get, it just works. You give it to her, and bang, it works with the Nesina. Maybe you don't need her Das, of Teres Nesina. So for that, you need a Zeres HaKosu. So one reason is when the Kiddushin of Nesina, one reason is the Kiddushin of Hakna. So perhaps it would answer the theory of the two Rashis. But this is said. Well, on the Kesef or on the Isha?
On the
Isha. So that I'm not sure. I'm not sure how to say it. If you say it's still Kenyan, then the Das Makna Cheshbon comes back. I'm not sure. Maybe it works like it works. Alright. There are other Cheshbonis that work with this. Rather than to go more into the Rav Naftali, I'd rather cut it here. We'll come back to Rav Naftali where it's again to other cases. But rather, I just would like that you should be able to swallow his yisaid, so to speak, accept his yisaid, and work it through that it answers the Balei Yeter, and see this the whole kasha. It's Hashem. You sort of digest this, and we'll come back to Rav Naftali. Okay, we still have to come back to another Nakuda here. What I want to do first is to learn the Gemara Vaita, because what I want to start with may be open-ended. So let's just do another piece of Gemara, and then we'll come back to the discussion. The Gemara said, "Midaita in Shalom, Midaita Lai." Okay, Umayiri Yedetani Shalaysh, Tisni Shalaysha. Amish says, "Aisha Niknis B'Shalaysh Derachim." But it's a Shleisha, which is Lashon Zachar. Shleisha is Lashon Zachar, the opposite of the general. Generally, a kamitei at the end of a word is the cape. By numbers, it's the reverse. By numbers, Shleish is keva and Shleisha is Zachar. So when you write a shtar, you write Yomim. Yom is Lashon Zachar, so you write Shloisha Yamin. Shloisha Yamin, L'chaydish Zotzer. So you write Yom is Zachar, so you write Shloisha. When you write the year, Toshin Samach Gimel, so you write the year, so you write Chamesh Salafim, the Sheva Meis, the Shishim, the Shana is Nekeva, so you write B'Sholosh. B'Sholosh is Nekeva. By the day you write Shloisha, the third day. And by the year, you write Shalosh, because Shalosh, Shana is the Keva, so you go Shalosh, Shalosh goes with that. Right? This is just the way the language works, that the lumdis of why it works this way would probably be very interesting, but the lamais of it is that Shalosh is Lashon Zachar, and Shalosh is Lashon Nekev. Okay, when you count Sefirah Sayim, you say, Ayayim Shalosh Yamalayim. So Shemayna is Lashon, what's Lashon Nekev for Shemayna? What? Shmoyne. Yeah. Correct. So when you count Sphere, you say Hayayim Shmoyne Yanim or Shmoyne Yanim? It's the same as Siddurim. I think the Siddurim for some reason have Shmoyne. They should have Shmoyne. Sorry. Shmoyne. They probably do have Shmoyne. Okay, Yanim is Zachar. At any rate, back to the Gemara. My area, the Tani Shalosh, listing Shalosha. Why should it say Shalosha? Because you always go Lashon Zachar. Rashi places both sides. Stam Lashon is Lashon Zachar. Should the Kabbalah listing Derech? Derech Lashon the Kabbalah Dixiv? By Dathom is a Derech? Yelchuba. Ba is the Kabbalah, so we see Derech is the Kabbalah. Eloha de Tanya, Bishiva Derechim Baikim is Azad. Shiva is Lashon Zachar, and Derech is Derech. The case there, Zav is a man who becomes Tameh because of certain excretions that come out when a person urinates. Okay, when you're in Cheder, they tell you, we don't know what it is, but we do know what it is. There's a disease in English called gonorrhea, and it's a disease which is a Zav. A person only suffers from that. Loyolainu is a Zav. So a Zav is only Tameh if he had it not Machmas Ein Tzai. If he became a Zav, but if he can attribute it to something, Shiva Derachim, to eating certain foods that cause it, or drinking certain things that cause it, a number of things which could cause it, and those things don't make him Tameh. So B'Shiva Derachim Baitim as a Zav means that if a man's a Zav, he wants to know if he's Tameh, we ask him seven questions. We ask him, what did you eat, what did you drink, and whatever the other set of the seven are. So Nisni Sheva. Why do you say Shiva? Why do you say Sheva? If Derech is Lashon Nekeva, you say Sheva. There it is, B'Kshom D'Kabayla B'Sni Derech, B'Ashkhan Derech, Dikri Lashon Zachar. B'Ksib B'Derech Echad Yeitzu Eilecha, B'Shiva D'Rachim Yudas Lofan Echa. So you see, it says Echad, which is Zachar, and Shiva, which is Zachar. So we have one place where Derech is Nekeva, that's why Datum is a Derech Yechu Ba, and we have one place where Derech is Lashon Zachar, B'Derech Echad Yeitzu Eilecha, B'Shiva D'Rachim Yudas Lofan Echa. So it's a stira. Yachin kashi kroy adani. So first of all, it's a stira to psuk. Oidat lam is a derech yelchol ba and b'derech echad yetzuela. The kashi nami mas nisna adani. It's a stira. Amish it says shalosh derachim and dirin zavim it says shiva derachim. So Gemara asks, kroy adani like kash. Hachad de b'tayra koi. We say derech hatayra. So derech could go both ways. So what do you do? Depends what derech you're talking about. So Mederech HaTorah, you give it whatever Torah is. It's Torah is off in the Keva, Torah is Lashon Nekeva. You give Torah Hashem to Mima, Lashon Nekeva. Mishivas Nafesh, it's also in the Keva. So since Derech Torah, Torah is Nekeva, because of love of Lashon Nekeva, Hosam in the second Pasuk. The Pasuk of Mederech Echad Yetzu Elecha, Vishiv Derech Nisla Panecha. The B'mulcham HaKai. The Daka Shal Ishlas is Mulcham, and the Daka Shal Ishlas is Mulcham. Because of law, Belashon Zachar. Good. So we answer this thing. Now, this Nakuda, that Derech Shal Ish Lasis Melchama, Vein Dakar Shal Ish Lasis Melchama, this is a din? It's just the Mitzvah is that way. It says, B'Derech Echad Yetzu Eilecha, so we're saying Derech Melchama is Lashon Zachar because Dakar Shal Ish, Vein Dakar Shal Ish. Who says? Maybe ladies could do Melchama also. So there's a Radbaz that says that this is a din. This is a halach. The din that women don't go to Melchama is in the room is here. What?
Isn't that possible about your enemies?
true, but the Torah chose the remez of Lashon Zachar for Derech Mochama. Teaches this. It's something we should learn agav. It's not pshat. The Mishnah says in Saita that for a Mochemes mitzvah, there are no exemptions. We had in the parsha that there are exemptions for Mochemes mitzvah, Shomer Shaina, and building a house, and not the Karev. So the Mishnah says that's only Mochemes Rishos. Mochemes mitzvah, afilo chasa mechul pasa, and kalo mechul pasa also go to that. What's pshat? I feel like kalo mechul pasa. Kalo also go. Women go to battle. So the Radvaz says no. Women don't go to battle. What's this gemara? What does it mean if a chasan goes out mechul pasa and kalo goes out mechul pasa? In the chasan mechedra and kalo mechul pasa. So he says, right, there's some taisis. Taisis says that the Mishnah only means that once the chasan is not at the wedding, so the kala goes out of mechul pasa also, which you understand therefore if the chasan is not coming down the aisle. What? So, well, there it means that even if they're about to get married, so the kala goes out of mechul pasa, but he said it doesn't mean she goes to battle, it just means that. Well, Taisa says the second shot that she goes to cook, she doesn't go to battle, she does the cooking for the people in the war. The Ratzah's law is that this is a din that the Akash Elish has. You could learn the Gemara differently, I'm not a hecher. I learned that Darka Shalish means the Pasuk uses what's normal. Look, the normal thing is that men do. For mice, it is that way. The normal thing is that men do. Fight that. Alright, Mastista Dadi Lakashin, Hachid Lagabi Isha Kai, Katani Lava Lashon Kai. We're talking about Isha Niknis, Lashon Kai. Lagabi Ishkai, Darka Shalish Livdike. They Darka Shalish Livdike. Do Isha Nami Ba'inis Metama. A woman becomes a Nida or a Zava. Even ba'inus, even if she ate foods that caused it, if she drank things that caused it, that doesn't matter. By a woman, we're not biting. She sees down, she's a nida, it doesn't matter why. So the whole din of biting is only by a man, Tani Lashon Zachar. Right? Because the Mishnah says it. In the case where it's the derech, so it's not necessarily right. The Mishnah is talking about a halacha, so it's using gedarma of halacha. The pasuk gederech echetz elecha is not talking about halacha; it's a chechacha. So. Yeah, that may be just the pasuk talking not about halacha, just talking about what will happen if you keep the mitzvah. So that could be just a. Next, my tamatani shalosh mishum derachim nisni devar and nisni shalosh. Okay, this is mishum dekavayil and nisni bia. Bia ikri derach. Because one of the three derachim sheisha niknis is bia. It says v'ksir v'derach gever bi'alma kain derach isha min ha'efes. The derach of a man and a woman, that's the derach of a isha min ha'efes. A woman is mizana. She makes like it's a non-normal thing. So it says derech by bia, chotinach bia. So bia is called derech. Kesef v'shtar meikol meimor. Why should kesef and shtar be called derech? In the same mishum bia, tani tarti atochada. Because bia, that's why you use the lashon derech. So it's gemara hani nami tzarech bia ninu. Amaisa kesef and shtar are part of marriage, which leads to bia. So the mele derech is correct. Yibayi say Mahamani Rav Shimoni D'Tanya Rav Shimon Aimer but Neima Amra Tayri Kiyika Chishisha Ratziv Kisilaka Chisha Le'ish Meishad Darka Shal Ish Lazar Acha Al Ha'isha Vein Darka Shal Isha Lazar Al Ha'ish. What does that mean? Darka Shal Ish Lazar Al Ha'isha. What? The nature of a man to go after a woman. Not the nature of a woman to go after a man. What does that mean? Women. It means that when you date, you go to the girl's house. She doesn't come to your house. That feels like the normal way to do things. That's what it means. The normal thing is for a man to go after the woman. So this is also a halacha. That the man has to be active in the Maisa Kedusha. The man, ki yikach ishisha, the man is the one who does the ma'isa. The woman makes herself available for the man, but it's the man who does the ma'isa. Ki yikach. Like ki silakach. The man who does the ma'isa. But the gears on the side is like ki sikach isha lish. What? So it's derech shel ish lazarach isha. So that's why it uses a lashon derech instead of a lashon devarim. I'll tell you, that's a derech.
It's not
at all. What?
No implication at all that derech
should find some shit. It's not a strange word. In three ways, three normal ways. There are three ways that are derech, that are the normal mahalas. So the word derech is more appropriate than dvarim. Dvarim is things. There are three things which we should pray. It's meramis to it. It's not teaching you. It's meramis. It's meramis. It's the word derech to tell you that these are all derech. It is a ran in the dvarim. Says that uses an expression regarding marriage, which is the source of a tremendous amount of discussion in Dash Rabbi. The Ran says, why he says it is not negayah for now. The Ran is in the Dharam of Daflami. The Ran says that when you get married, ki yikach ishisha, but like kisikach. The man does the ma'isa. The woman, as Lashon HaRan is, Mishavya Atzma, Legabe Baal, Kedavah Shel Hefker. The woman doesn't give herself. Don't think of it as an exchange, that the man gives the ring, the woman gives herself. The longest of the Kinyan Kedushin is that the man gives the ring, and the woman makes herself available for Kedushin. She is mafker herself. Not, I don't mean hefker, that anybody could marry her. She's not mafker herself to the whole world. She's mafker herself, legabe, the man. And the man is active in the Maisa Kedushin. The woman is not active. She's totally passive. She makes herself available, and therefore the man marries, and the man is able to marry her by giving her the kesef, or the shtar, whatever it is. But we have to understand the significance of this, because for what she makes herself active, I don't have to understand. But in the longest of kiyikach like kisikach is pshat, not an exchange in the sense that he gives something, she gives something. No, he gives something and he takes her as a wife. In English we use the same expression, right? The man takes a woman as a wife. The same woman takes a man, the same man takes a woman. She, so to speak, master herself, and the husband is able to take her. What?
But if this wife
is a man,
she would say,
you just be following the
woman.
There's a kasuv that you need kesef shtarabi. So she makes herself available, he can do a kinyan. Which kinyan? That one from the pasuk.
So
according
to the
Ran,
the kinyan has something to do with her being
in the kasuv. No, the man has to do the kinyan. Just the woman doesn't have to do a haknah in the kinyan. She just has to make herself available. There's no real haknah that the woman does. She makes herself available. It's like you sell something. You have a store. So you're selling whatever it is that you're selling. So you have on your counter a big pile of hats. You're selling hats. No one takes one. He gives you money. So in Lumbis, all that happens is you let him take it. And he goes, he makes a kinyan. You allow him to make a kinyan. And Isha is the same thing. She allows the man to make a kinyan. It's not pshat that she's the magnet.
You need kiyika.
You need him to do the kinyan. She just makes herself a magnet. The Avni Meluim explains the significance of this in Simuchav Zahayim. The Avni Meluim and the Beis Halevi both have the same approach to this chiddush of the Ran. The case that the Avner Blum is discussing is the case that's brought down there in the Ramah. I think the Ramah says, a man says to a woman under a chuppah, everyone practices Hari Abba Kudeshus Liba Tabasu Kudas Moshe Yisrael. So, again, it's only Kedushin. He decides he'll have a good time with the couple. He says, Hari Atsu Kukasi the Tabasu Kudas Moshe Yisrael. Besides, he'll say, it's a Kukasi, just like the Gemara. Gemara says, like, it's a Kukasi is good. So, he under the couple, he says, Hari Atsu Kukasi the Tabasu Kudas Moshe Yisrael. So, is that a good Lashon? Yeah, the Gemara says a good Lashon. So, the Ramah says, it's a good Kiddushin. In Hevina Devarov, if she knows what he's talking about. Not everyone knows the Kukasi. Mekudeshesli, people know. Start using a Lashon. The Kukasi, Ramah says, in Hevina Devarov, if she understood his words, so it's a good Kiddushin. The Amnimlu says, what is the Eidim who are watching this Maaser, do they have to know that she understands the words of Kukasi? If he's saying it, we assume, if somebody says something, you have a right to assume he knows what he's saying. But what about the Eidim? What happens if the Eidim don't know if she understands the words? She knows what it means. And later, Bezdin calls her in, and Adina Dvarav means we have to be in the Dar. So Bezdin calls her in, they said, you know what it means? She says, yeah, I know. But the Eidim, the Shastration, they didn't know if she knows what's going on or not. It says of Kukasi, and they couldn't tell if she knows what's going on. The Avni Mulum says,
what?
The Avni Mulum says that Eidim have to know his Das. Eidim do not have to know her Das. Afterwards, we have to be Mevarer Hadas, certainly. If afterwards it comes clear she didn't know what was going on, of course it's not a Kedushin. But it's not a din of the Eidim. Eidim don't have to know, the Eidim only have to know the Maisa Kedushin. Give you an example. Let's say a man is Mekadesh a woman. Now, if this woman is his sister, is it a good Kedushin? No, Kedushin Nacha. Do they even have to know it's not his sister? Certainly not. They don't have to know. Well, do they have to know she's not an Eishes Ish? If she's an Eishes Ish, the Kedushin is not Chal. Do the Eidim have to know? No. The Eidim have to see a Maaseh Kedushin. Bezdin will decide. If there's a Shiloh, Bezdin will have to decide, is she a Karev or is she a Karev? Is she an Eishes Ish? She's not an Eishes Ish. That's not the Eidim's job. The Eidim have to see a Maaseh Kedushin. All side things is not the Eidim's job. Any side issue that could be marked in Kedushin, that's not the job of the Eidim to do. The job of the Eidim is to see that the ring is worth a pruta, and to see that the man gives it to the woman, and to see that the man has das for Kedushin, they have to hear how he acts. But her, all side issues, they don't have to know, even if they're important issues, they don't have to know if she's Eishes Ish on that, and they don't have to know if she's a Kraivo on that, and they don't have to know her das.
Isn't that a part of the Kedushin?
What?
Isn't that a part of the
Kedushin? Isn't what?
Her das.
Zogdav de Meluin. The Ran is saying that her das is not a part of the Maisa Kedushin. It's a Tanai in the Kedushin. It's not a Kedushin if she's not masculine. But it's not the responsibility of the Eidim to see her das. Bezdin will have to be Mevara her das. Maybe Bezdin will have to call an Eidim that know her das. But the Eidim Kedushin do not have to know her das. Her das is not a chelik in the Maisa Kedushin. That's what the Ran is saying. Her, of course, she has to be masking. She's not masking, it's no good. If she doesn't know what's lying, it's no good. But it's not the Maisa Kedushin. The Maisa Kedushin, she's passive. She's masking herself, she's passive, and the Maisa Kedushin is done. Kiyikach, Oloik, Kisinech. Shatim, Gzeres, HaKos. So don't say it wrong. You have to know her now. So she says, I didn't know what the Kukasi means. So the Kedushin won't be a Kedushin. Because we have no assumption she knows. But it's not a din of the Eidim. It's not the responsibility of the Eidim to know. Not a din of the Eidim Kedushin.
She says she comes out. How do you know that?
It's Bezdin's job to estimate We'll call in people, say what happened. You know, if he said Mekudeshesli, she says, I don't know what's mine. And we know if she's a Freya girl, then you have no idea what Mekudeshesli means, she'll be believed. If she's a girl who grew up in a normal background, it's the best lesson she didn't know. Like Beth Nesta decide all kinds of shaks. But it's not a din in the Aden that the Aden have to know. He says this is the site of the Rambam. This is the way that the Lum, the Beis HaLevi, understand the site Haran, Ki Yikach, Eloi Ki Sikach. That the woman is passive in the Maaseh Kedushin, Eidim don't have to know. Now, Eidim do have to know parts of the Maaseh Kedushin. If the Eidim can't see that the ring is for the Kuta, finding out later is not going to do the trick. They have to know B'Shas Kedushin. But he'll tell her in French, "Hurry up, Mekudesh is going." So he's a Frenchman and she's a Frenchman, but the Eidim don't know French. So the Eidim will write down the words and then they'll go look it up in the dictionary. I assume that would not be a good Kiddushin. Because the Eidim have to know B'Shas Kiddushin, his Das. Her Das, they have to know. His Das, they have to know. They have to know what it means. Get to Rav Shimon and Simon Alos argues with this Avinu. He disagrees with this explanation of the Ram, and he doesn't hold that it's Emes. He holds that they do have to know the Dasa Isha, but the Avinu and Beis HaLevi both hold Pshat in the Ram. They're saying really Pshat is there, so cause the key Kachalik is sick. So much for the sugya. I'd like to just sort of add a PS to something we discussed. What I told you till now, I'm a kindness for whatever I told you, you should look it up. There's one like that I want to share with you as a maybe the Derech HaSvara, and take it over to you. Mr. Shem, tomorrow we're going to start the sugya of Zeraim at the bottom of Taisus, as we shall believe. We talked about Tliya V'Zavin, about forcing someone to sell. And it's a tremendous chiddush that if you force someone to sell, then it's chal. He says, right tzani. What kind of right tzani? You point the gun at him, he says, right tzani. That's a right tzani. Chazal say, the Gemara says that it's good. Tliya V'Zavin seems good. The Nochmer, it's also good if you force a woman to accept Kedushin. It's also good if she said right Tzani. What kind of right Tzani? I mean, it's a very, in Svara, the whole thing is hard, it's difficult. All Chazal tell us in the words that everyone who sells does it with a bit of an oinus. Anybody who sells something they want is a ktas oinus. Alright, it's true that many people sell things, they don't really want to sell it, they can't afford. The person has a car, he can't afford the car, so he sells the car. He'd really rather keep it. He can't afford it, so he sells it. But to go from there and say that you can force someone to sell, it seems to be a stretch. So what I'd like to do is just tell you my Havana in what Chazal mean. And why Tuluya the Kiddush is good and Tuluya is honest. If we would say the opposite. Let's say we would say if you force someone who sells something under duress, it's not a sale. Okay, we would say that was true. It seems to me that it's not possible for Mecca Humemka to work with such a din. It can't be. Why? Because Ema Davrasaf. What's going to happen is, let's say you'll say that if you force someone to sell, it's not a mechira. That means, if I point the gun at someone, and I say, sell. And he sells something, because I point the gun, it's not a mechira. Good. That means I didn't point the gun. Because I said, I'll beat him up. Well, that's also forcing him, right? You say, I'll beat him up, it's also forcing him. When I get beat up, so he sells it. Fine. What happens if I say, I'll lock him up in a room for 10 years? Is that forcing him? It's also forcing him, right? And what happens if he owes money for taxes? And if he doesn't sell, he has a summer home. If he doesn't sell the summer home, the government will lock him up. Is that forcing? I guess I would have to say it's also forcing. Because he's selling because he doesn't want to be locked up for 10 years. And what happens if his children have nothing to eat? There's no food in the house. No food in the house, so he has to sell something to bring food home. So why is he selling it? Because his children are starving. Is that being forced? It's also being forced. If you go step by step, it's aim with oversight. You can't have a rule that if you sell something under duress, it's not a sale. That's just an open-ended rule. There can't be such a thing. Because many people sell things that they'd rather keep. It happens very often that people sell things that they'd rather hold on to. As a matter of fact, someone has a car. Why does he sell the car? After a while, the expenses of the car become too much. Too much of a headache as a seller. There's a benefit in having it, but it's not worth it. So what does that mean? There's always a give and take in everything the person does. Now it's true that if you're a manufacturer and you manufacture pens and you sell the pens, you're not selling it under duress. It's true. There are certain sales that are not under duress, right? The person has a company and makes things, so they make it to sell. But nevertheless, there's a tremendous range of people who sell things because they're forced.
Not forced by that person.
Not necessarily forced by that person. Should there be a difference if the chesaron in being forced is that I'm not goymer das, I don't have a gemir's das to sell, what's the difference if I'm forced by someone to sell it to him? Or if someone points a gun, I sell it to someone else. My das is the same. If someone points a gun at me, I sell it to him. If I point a gun at me, I sell it to someone else. My amount of my rutzen to sell it, it doesn't change.
How huge force do you think under that? You're telling me you better sell it to me, you better want to sell it. Maybe, say the guy needs money, he'll go collect money. He has other ways out. You're not forcing him to think under that.
So what we have to say is that the amount of das needed to make a mechira, how much das is needed? Did I prefer it this way? No. We can't say that. So we know people sell things that they don't prefer. They prefer it that they wouldn't have to sell. It can't be I prefer it. So it must be that if I want to sell something just to get sorrow off my back, that's enough rotzen for a mechira. That's enough for Ratzin to be makna. A Ratzin on the level where I want something just to get someone off my back. Someone bothers me and bothers me and bothers me to sell. I don't want to sell. Like Shushan's wife, right? She bothered and bothered and bothered, and finally you told her. So sometimes you have somebody like that, he chepes you and chepes you and chepes you, so finally you give it. Together, the amount of Ratzin you need for a mechira to be chal is right on. If you say right Sani, it's chal. If you say right Sani, you know the taich of the words, it's chal. Even if you only want it so that the person should take the gun away, the person shouldn't hit you, or the person shouldn't put you in jail, or your children shouldn't be starving. Right Sani, I agree, it's a small level of das. Because just saying right Sani, you know, the gun at you is, it's a level of das where I want because I don't want you to point the gun at me. But it seems that Chazal is saying that that's small amount of das would be, when Naftali called, it's not a rotz and gomel. That amount of das is enough to do a mechira. It's enough. So the Torah set the level of das at a very low level of das. A level of das where to get a trouble off my back, I'm willing to do it. That's the level of das you need in order to sell. Now in sales, I can understand. We have to say, if this is accurate, we have to say the same thing about Kiddushin. Now, nobody likes to go into a marriage thinking that he's doing it because if not, no one wants to feel he's compromised. But the truth is that everybody compromises in marriage. Nobody gets, if somebody sets up a list of all the things he wants, nobody gets exactly all the things they want. No such thing. No perfect people. So, to a certain degree, there's a certain amount of the same thing in Kiddushin. The certain amount of the same thing in Kiddushin. If Chazal say that Taluya Vizavin works by Kiddushin, the Tzara Isha, so then what we're saying is that for the Tzara Isha, for her to be Makna, the level of Ratzin is right Tani, is the same thing. If a woman, Tadla Mesiv Tandum, Lamesiv Armin, a woman says, I'm willing to get married, I'm already holding a stage in my life where, you know, I only wanted somebody who was a good parnasa, and I only wanted somebody who knows how to learn. And she says, all right, I'll settle for someone who doesn't have a good parnasa, doesn't know how to learn, as long as he's a match. So what's she doing? She's settling. You know, why is she settling? When she was 20 years old, she wasn't going to settle. And now she's older, she's settled. She's settling. She's saying, right, Tani. It's fine. The level of Kedushin that the Isha needs, Chazal set up at a low level that's not a Das Gomer. Chiddush is, it's even such a low level that if someone points a gun at her and says, say right, Tani, that's also good. It's a Chiddush. But that's the level of Ratzin that's needed because that's the level of Ratzin Hakma. Now, what I'm trying to do with this explanation is to make it a little more easier to hear and to understand the whole idea of Taliyah Vizavim. If somebody will have a better explanation, I agree that it could use improvement. But at least it gives us a little of a mahalach. Why should it be that way, Taliyah Vizavim? At least this gives us a little bit of a mahalach and why it should work this way. Okay, Blineda, tomorrow what I'm going to do, Bli Neder, I'll explain just the Reb Shimon and Simin Aleph, his objections to the Avni Meluim. We'll come back to it briefly. And then, on Tosis Esuk Shavali Ilan, there are two things. There's a very nice Birchas Avram, especially those of you who learned Sukkos last year. I have a nod, there's a Birchas Avram on this. There's also a more difficult, there's a Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, on this Ram part of Tosis. I have here in my Gemara in the front page copies of the Birchas Avram, and towards the back I have some copies of the Avi Ezri. You have a lot of learning to do before Shia tomorrow, but if you're able to get to the Mepharshim, you can use some of the.